He and I have, you know, been doing the youth thing for a while, so it's kind of daunting when they asked me to teach 2 years ago. But I would like to thank all the ladies that were involved in this, the planning, Ceci, Rose, Pat, Denise, Mary, all of you ladies. I don't know everybody that helped, but thank you. This is beautiful. So the theme is white as snow, as we've been hearing a lot, and this particular verse really spoke to me personally, and in my own life. So I'm gonna go ahead and read the verse, and then we'll pray, and then we'll go ahead and start. So Isaiah 1:18, "Come now and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this amazing opportunity and blessing that you have given me to share tonight. I'm so humbled by this, Lord, and right now, God, I just thank you for each and every lady that is here. I thank you because I feel and I know that I'm among family, that we're all among family here, Lord, and I just pray that you just give me the words to speak. I pray that you just bless us tonight, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm feeling feedback. So just to kind of give you a little background to start with, but not an entire background. The reason why this verse really spoke to me is because before I met my husband, I had a son, and that was something that I think I felt like that made me tainted or what have you. So before I met my husband, when my husband and I were engaged and we were planning the wedding, I was animate, and I mean just determined not to have a pure white dress. I wanted ivory, I wanted off-white, and I was looking for that for my own personal. I think white is beautiful, but I felt like I wasn't worthy enough to wear white for my own wedding. For those of you that wore white, awesome. But me personally, I didn't feel like it was right. So my mother-in-law, who's amazing, she was helping me plan this amazing wedding that I was able to have. And, you know, I was looking through all these magazines, and I said, well, I like this one, but I don't want it in white. Oh, I don't like that one. I want it in ivory or whatever. And she'd say, you know, I don't want to be pushy or anything, but, you know, Melissa, you were made white as snow. And that just spoke to me 6 years ago. It still speaks to me now. But that spoke to me because I thought, wow, that's right. You know, and this verse specifically says that. You know, I think as women, we tend to have this harsh nature towards ourselves and towards each other. You know, we tend to hate on ourselves. We tend to be our own worst critic. We can sit there and we can look at ourselves in the mirror, and our husbands or our fathers or our moms, whoever, can tell us, look how beautiful you are, and look how amazing you are. And we can look at ourselves and be like, ugh, gross. And it's awful, because then we turn that and we turn it towards each other. And we're like, ew, I don't like her because of whatever. Or look at her, oh, you know, she's got those nice shoes, or she's got that beautiful dress, or whatever it is. And we tend to just think that we're not good enough for anything. You know, I tend to do that on my own. I'll look at, you know, of course, we're women, so we look at each other and we're like, wow, you know, that girl's got it all together. You know what I mean? She always looks like $1 million. Her children are always really dressed nicely, and you know, their hair is combed pretty, and they do crafts on the weekends, and, you know, whatever it is. And I'm like, I can't do that. My poor daughter's hair is always like that big. If you haven't seen her, you need to. And we just have this awful spiral effect that We're just not good enough for anything, ever. And God says that we're good enough, and He made it so. And in Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And that's amazing to me, because I may not be the prettiest, I may not be the smartest, I may not be, you know, the one that does crafts on the weekends or, you know, whatever it is. My house always looks upside down. I don't always have it all together. But God sent His only Son for us. He loves us that much. I know as some of us are moms and some of us are aunts or grandmothers or sisters, you know, we would probably die for our family members, right? I don't think I would die for the whole world. I don't think that I would jump in front of a truck for somebody who's committed terrible crimes. But that's what Jesus did. And I have to remind myself that, you know, as I was preparing this, and it's amazing, my husband's so amazing, I kept freaking out and I kept crying and I kept thinking, oh my God, this is going to be terrible. And he'd be like, relax. And if you know my husband, he's extremely relaxed. Thank you. If you know my husband, he's extremely relaxed, which is nice because I'm the one that freaks out. So I was, you know, freaking out, of course, and I was like, but this isn't good enough. This isn't good enough. And it's crazy because where I was going in my brain, Sam, my husband, was like, you're actually talking, you know that the Lord's speaking to you, right, Melissa? You're saying that we're not good enough and you know, we're sinners, and the Lord's speaking to you. And I was really nervous about this great blessing, this great opportunity. And you know, and we can look at our sins because we're sinners. Every day we sin. You know, my son will say, oh, I don't lie. He's 14. He lies. And so, I mean, we're sinners every day, but that's the beauty of it, is that God knew that. God knows that. God knows that we're never going to be perfect because He's perfect for us. And He's the one that makes us. You know, we're supposed to be like Him, and that's hard. Every single day I mess up. Every single day I say something, I do something, I think something. You know, I'll yell at my husband. I'll yell at my children, and it's just, if we're always striving for that, oh, I got to be good enough. I've got to do this. I've got to be perfect. Thank God we're not, though, because I don't think any of us could handle it. In Lamentations 3:22 and 23, it says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness." I remember reading that years ago when I felt like I wasn't worthy, when I felt like I wasn't good enough. And I would come to church, and I would want to be here, and I would think, oh my gosh, these ladies are going to hate me. These people are going to hate me. And as Christians, we're not supposed to hate anybody. As Christians, we're supposed to love each other, everybody, blemishes or not, sins or not. We're supposed to, you know, love each other the way that God loves us. And honestly, I know that in my experience, when I first came to know the Lord, before I came to know the Lord, when I was pregnant with my son, and I was 20, and I was single, not one lady in here made me feel small. Not one man in this church that we go to made me feel like I had royally messed up. When I felt myself, oh God, there's no going back after this. Oh man, you're not going to accept me, Lord. I'm terrible. I'm the worst of the worst. But it's amazing because even though we sin, and even though we have this ugliness, the Lord makes us so beautiful. And He made us so beautiful. I have this thought, and I tell people a lot, that I think women, we hate on each other a lot. And I say hate because I think it's a strong enough word, because we can have that hatred in our hearts towards each other. We can sit there and we can say, okay, well, I'm prettier than her, or, you know, I'm a better Christian than she is, let me tell you what. No. The good thing is we're not. And I have this thing, I like to compliment women, because I think that we tear each other down enough. And, you know, in the high school, you know, girls in high school, gosh, I would not trade that for the world. You know, girls in high school, these poor things, you know, I mean, puberty has an awful way of messing with us. We want to look pretty, and then there's zits all over our face. But I always tell the high school girls, you're so beautiful. Look at how beautiful you are. And maybe it doesn't count coming from me, because I know that some girls, you know, they want that cute boy in high school to tell them how cute they are. But I want to remind them that the Lord made them beautiful. None of us are ugly. Not a one. We're all amazingly beautiful. In Psalm 139:14, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Isn't that amazing? We should praise the Lord, because if you think about it, if we really, really think about it, He knows each hair on our head. When He made this world, many, 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 many years ago, He knew me. That just blows my mind. He knew each and every one of us. He knew what our thoughts were going to be. He knew what our hair color was going to be, our laugh, the way we sound. He knew that. Each and every one of us that are here. And that's awesome to me. Because, again, we live in this world where beauty is everything, image is everything, what we have is everything. But we know as Christians, the only thing that we need to have is the Lord. And the only thing as women that we should have is the Lord, and that we build each other up. And especially if we've messed up, we can lean on each other. We should be able to come to each other and say, you know what, I messed up, man. Let me tell you what I did. With no like, oh no, all right, let me go get the prayer team together. Let me tell you what she did, ladies. We got to pray for her. No, it shouldn't be like that, even though it is sometimes. Because all of us are sinners. Every single one of us are sinners. And I'm not trying to be a downer. I think I'm kind of getting to be a downer here. But during this season, and every season, but definitely during this season, we're having, you know, it's like they say, it's kind of the most depressing season, because sometimes we have family that's been lost, or, you know, loved ones that don't call, or what have you. But if we look around here, ladies, there's a lot of us here, and we can lean on each other. We can call each other. We can tell each other that we love each other, because we should. I know that we have, sorry. I know that we have a lot of different things that we're going through right now. And I know that it's difficult sometimes even to walk into a church because we tend to think that we're all going to be judged. And I've been there. I've felt that. For the longest time, I worked a night shift. I actually, praise the Lord, just got a day shift position. And for the longest time, I wouldn't come to church on Sundays because working Saturday night a 12-hour shift, there's no way I'm going to stay awake during church. And for a while there, I started feeling like whenever I would come, people would say, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a while." And I took that as, "Really? What are you trying to say?" But that was my own hatefulness towards myself. That was my own despicable way of telling myself, "You're terrible and God doesn't love you." The world already tells us that enough. The world already is trying to bash us and make us feel small. But the Lord doesn't make us feel small. He's the one that sent his son down on this earth. If you think about it, he humbled himself to the point of being human. The God, our God that created this whole universe upon, you know, all the galaxies and all the stars, he humbled himself to be one of us and to be tortured and to die for us. If there were only one of us, he still would have done it. I think that's awesome. And none of us can be perfect. You know, I know that we have jobs, we have kids, we have lives, and we juggle all these different things, and we're still trying to be perfect. We're still trying to have this life. And it's amazing because we can just trust in him. We can just rest on him. And during this Christmas season, I think that it's very easy to get stressed out, to get worried, to get freaked out. We got to decorate, we got to bake the cookies, we got to make the ham, we got to, you know, buy the presents. But deep down, I think a lot of us are going through a lot of stuff. And I think a lot of us are afraid to come together to pray with each other and to just love each other. That unworthiness is so awful for us. And as women, we can be depressed really easily. But we can rest in him. We can rest in him knowing that he loves us in spite of ourselves. I know that there's been... I need to take a drink of water. Sorry. Sorry. I'm losing my voice. Or feeling like dry or something. I think that we should come together as women, as Christians, and just really, really love each other. And just really, really understand that none of us are worthy. None of us are worthy of this. We're saved by grace. And none of us ever, ever could live up to that. But the Lord loves us that much. In Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And we all have. And we all have messed up. We mess up every day. But no sin is greater than the other. You know, just because I lied one day and stole the next day, it's the same thing. And we're all sinners, and we all fall. And I think that if right now, if we're going through anything, and if we have anything that we need to pray about, we can turn to our sisters, we can turn to each other and ask for prayer. And we shouldn't have to feel judged. We shouldn't have to feel like we can't share these things with each other. Because believe it or not, there's nothing new under the sun. We've all thought a lot of the same things, and we've probably all done a lot of the same things. You know, when I became a pastor's wife, this was probably very true. I don't remember, but someone had said something about me being the reluctant pastor's wife. And it's funny because it was true. In fact, I kind of fought it tooth and nail. My husband was his path. He was called to be a pastor, and we were already married for a couple of years, and I didn't want it. I did not want him to be a pastor. I thought anything else but a pastor. And it was my own selfishness, because I thought, well, I don't want people looking at me. I don't want people comparing themselves or whatever to me. Not that I'm awesome, because I'm not. And I was scared. I was afraid, because I was going to be a pastor's wife, that people were going to be staring at me. But if we really think about it, as Christians, people are always staring at us. Every day at our jobs, every day at school, every day wherever. They're watching us. They're waiting for us to stumble and fall and flat on our faces. But even if we do, we know that God will pick us up and dust us off and say, okay, let's get back on it. Let's do it. Which is awesome. Because I know that I've stumbled and fallen flat on my face plenty of times. And I've stumbled and fallen in this church, talking to people, saying awful things, mean things, hurtful things. And what Denise was saying about us being, you know, being made new creatures, as far as she and I, there were certain things, there were certain times that she and I, you know, we had our struggles with each other, but the Lord was just, Satan was trying to bring us down. And the Lord was just trying to lift us up together as sisters. And I love her to pieces now. I should have loved her to pieces then. But jealousy can get to us. I compared myself to her a lot. She was young and beautiful. She's still young and beautiful. And yet somehow I kept comparing myself and thinking, well, I'm not good enough. She loves being a pastor's wife. Look at her. She's great. I hate being a pastor's wife. This is terrible. It's not. And I can't believe I'm sharing that with you guys now, because it felt like our dark little secret. That in front of everybody, we would pretend like we liked each other. We would pretend like we loved each other, but deep down, we didn't. And we knew it. And somehow the Lord transformed that. And I really do love her to death. I'd jump in front of a truck for you. And now we do refer to each other as sisters, and we mean it. So it's hard. It's hard when we don't think we're worthy. It's hard when we don't think we're good enough. It's hard when we think we're ugly and dumb and ridiculous. none of us are, not in the Lord's eyes. He sees us as He made us, and that is a beautiful creation. And my prayer for myself and for all of us tonight is for us to see each other as His beautiful creations. We were made white as snow. And how amazing is that? That the Lord did that for us. And I'm probably ending really early, but I'm going to read a poem that a very dear friend of mine gave me. I don't know where she is. Gande. Yeah, there she is. And when she sent this to me, I got so excited. I thought, oh, let me read this at the tea. She's all, yeah, you need to. That's why I sent it to you. And when I read this, it spoke to me in many different ways. It says, you are proof that God is an artist. He took you and took your sin. He made you clean, washed white with blood. You became a canvas for Him to paint images of grace and glory upon. You became a blank page for Him to write sonnets of peace and of love. And He named you worthy. You became a stone slab which God is now chipping away at, creating in you a new heart and shaping you into who you were always meant to be, His child. That's so beautiful, because we are His children. We are His daughters. And He made us so beautiful, each and every single one of us. He made us the way that He sees us, beautiful children of God. So if tonight, if you're not feeling worthy, if you're not feeling like you're good enough, turn to your sister tonight and pray with them. Let them know, I'm not doing well. I don't feel good about myself. I don't feel right. Because the Lord loves us no matter what. He really does. In Matthew 11:28 through 30, and this is the verse that spoke to me for the longest time, still does, every day. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's rest in Him tonight, girls, because really, we can. We can rest in the knowledge that He came down to this planet for us, for His beauties, for His daughters. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for making us so beautiful, so fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, you know our hearts, and I just pray that you just help us to rest in you. All of our burdens, all of our troubles, all of our feelings of awfulness, Lord, I pray that we're just able to give them over to you. Thank you, Lord, for each lady that is here. Thank you for the servers, Lord. I pray that we get home safely tonight, and I pray that you just watch over us. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.